Maybe we better take a pause right here and turn.
Not even seen this paper, so it's a little difficult.
The Franklin cover-up in outline. Larry King Jr., manager of Franklin Credit Union from 1970 to 1988, never earned more than $16,000 a year. On November 4, 1988, the government authorities closed down Franklin and audited the books. They found almost $40 million unaccounted for to match assets of only $2.6 million. Where did the missing funds go? Into a lavish, flamboyant living style for Larry King. In just 13 months, King spent $4 million of Franklin funds on personal expenses, including $1 million for American Express, $148,000 to Old Market Limousine Service, and $70,000 to Floral Concepts.
God, he's worse than Gunther.
The Nebraska legislature began a probe initially focused only on illegal financial transactions and theft. After an initial session, Senator Chambers extended the probe beyond financial abuses to charges of physical and sexual abuse of children. On December the 19th, 1988, Carol Stitt, Dennis Carlson, and Burl Williams from the Nebraska Foster Care Review Board stunned the committee with the following. Carlson, the nature of these allegations are something that is going to shock the committee. They deal with cult activities, they deal with sacrifices of small children, they deal with sexual abuse. Hatton's comment, yes, I hear you, but what does this have to do with South Africa, the murder of Palmy, and thus and so? Or is your presentation day after day so disconnected that we cannot follow it at all? It is all so connected as to stun you readers, and I do not exaggerate one iota, it will stun you. We can even connect this all to the Rothschilds. Mr. Palmy, it was reported, was at the time in his involvement having an affair with British-American millionaires Emma Rothschild. Foster Care Review Board personnel went on to detail the most extraordinary charges based on information in the FCRB files. Larry King was charged as the organizer of an extensive child abuse, pedophilic, prostitution ring extending into the highest political circles. Committee investigator Jerry Lowe stated, the allegations regarding exploitation of children are indeed disturbing. What appears to be documented cases of child abuse and sexual abuse dating back several years with no enforcement action being taken by appropriate agencies is on its face mind-boggling. State officials called to account for the allegations stonewalled the committee. Subsequently, Investor Lowe resigned and was replaced by Gary Caradori. Within a short time, Caradori was dead, killed when his private plane exploded in midair on a flight to Chicago. However, Caradori videotaped four of the victims, and their testimony is recorded, a legacy to the valiant work of Caradori. The Franklin Committee did not survive. Chairman Schmidt received threats almost as soon as the committee convened, one from Police Chief Robert Wadman. I've got something on all of you. Committee members resigned, and late last year, the Nebraska legislature refused to continue its existence. A Douglas County grand jury convened in March 1990, a farce. The foreman, Michael Flanagan, was himself involved in child abuse. A matter of record, Flanagan was a 27-year employee of Union Pacific Railroad, and UP personnel were implicated in the grand jury exploration. Further, Michael Flanagan had made improper sexual advances to a fellow employee, Pike. This accusation of pandering was settled with a substantial sum of money by Union Pacific for Pike to keep quiet, go about his business, and find other employment. The chairman of Union Pacific was also a member of the accused child abuse ring. Michael Flanagan was appointed foreman of a grand jury investigating these self-same charges. Its conclusion was foregone. It found the child abuse story to be a carefully crafted hoax. The grand jury report did not explain how a bunch of scared, abused teenagers could carefully craft a story involving the most prominent persons in Omaha. Gunderson's book takes the grand jury conclusions apart one by one.
I hear that, Gene. I can feel what Gene is thinking. The minute we clean up these other cases, this jerk is going to send me off to clean up Omaha, Nebraska. Constitutional Law Center be damned. No, we won't do that, Gene. Just send you off to get Kelly out of prison.
Larry King, Jr. was indicted by a federal grand jury on financial charges only. Then a U.S. magistrate ordered a mental evaluation. King was sent to the federal psychiatric facility in Springfield, Missouri. Springfield is known for brainwashing research. Subsequently...
No, they'll always send them. They send Gunther there. They send anybody that can testify or present themselves against. And you see, there is such mind control, and it's always trauma-based in those instances. They sent the Freeman Party to Springfield, Missouri. They come back completely traumatized. And in the case of a Gunther Rusbacher, whether he had heart surgery or not, he doesn't know. Whether they pulled out his fingernails or surgically removed them, he doesn't know. He just knows that he has gone through hell every time. And a trip to there or to Langley base just freezes these people who have experienced in the CIA Delta training program, as has Bo Greitz and any of the Monarch insiders. But especially a Rusbacher, for instance, they cut him wide open, whatever they did to his heart. You see, it becomes immaterial. And these ones have to wall off their experiences. So it is a most fascinating subject if you didn't have to put up with all the gore and misery. But see, any time that you have anybody being sent to either Langley or Camp David or basically your major military hospitals, just be on notice. And Missouri is the center for mind control trauma. And now, if you haven't been up with the last week's writings and so forth, I don't know where we left off and where we are. But right out here at China Lake underground, they have the most incredibly awful circumstances, and they will be handling anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000 children out there underground in a trauma-based program. They will literally, and I believe maybe it was in the paper. I try to write to leave things when I have to be away with her. But I want you, no matter how sick it makes you, I want you to equate what takes place in these places like that. Then I want you to think back, you who have seen Independence Day, etc., or Mission Impossible, when you are having them talk about Area 51, China Lake, CIA. These are not jokes. The only big ironic joke is the entire lie they build around their Khazarian counterparts to protect the guilty. Go on, please.
Subsequently, King was sent to jail where he presently resides. The child abuse victims are charged with perjury. Those victims who recanted their testimony, supposedly under pressure from the FBI, were allowed to go free. Those who stuck by their testimony were accused of perjury and sent to jail. About 15 key persons involved in the Franklin child abuse case have died in some manner since the investigation began.
Sounds like Clinton, doesn't it?
Including an energetic investigator, Gary Cotadori. See DeCamp Franklin cover-up, Appendix A, Suspicious Death Tied to the Franklin Case, page 250. Note the foreword to the DeCamp book is a conversation between DeCamp and former CIA director William E. Colby. Colby warned DeCamp, quote, to get away from the Franklin child abuse investigation, Larry King and anybody else linked with Franklin as quickly as possible for the sake of life and safety. Hatton's comment, you will note that things are still not so good for Colby as he was just suicide by drowning this year. The foreword concludes with the following by Bill Colby. There really are people too powerful, interests too big, that the rich and the powerful, even when doing evil, can and will succeed, and you can do nothing about it at the moment. But you do the possible, recognize the impossible, and if you are right, and you are, and we both know it, there will be a time when victory will come and the good will triumph over evil. This statement comes from former, now dead, CIA Director Bill Colby, with direct reference to the Franklin child abuse scandal. If a former CIA director believes DeCamp to be right, then that should be good enough for you and me. Here's a comment from the commander. I think before we offer more on the cover-up, we might well summarize this extraordinary pedophilic satanic scandal. I would also like to remind you that one of Rick Martin's earlier contacts and information resource is Ted Gunderson, former FBI senior special agent in charge in Los Angeles, a 28-year FBI veteran. Gunderson wrote a report on the pedophilic ring for the Nebraska Leadership Conference and includes the comment, quote, I can state without hesitation that every statement in this book is documented by hard evidence. Gunderson was an FBI child abuse specialist. There have been so many attempts to discredit Gunderson as to be shocking in themselves. The more recent one was sucking him into a tale of explosive material regarding Oklahoma City bombing. It remains to be seen if he was simply fed bad information or correct data. We do not offer presenters as other than what they are, presenters and information resources. Evidence links Bush to the Omaha child abuse ring. There is extraordinary evidence linking President George Bush to the Omaha child abuse ring. We balanced this evidence against the possibility of fabrication in an election year. If true, the evidence will finish Bush as a political figure for all time. If not true, it is an injustice of the gravest nature. Hatton says, well, neither is true. He was not finished, and the material is true. What we decided to do is present part of the evidence that links Mr. Bush in some manner, incidental or significant, to the scandal, and allow you, the reader, to make your own conclusions. The naive will suggest that surely Democratic participants in the ongoing presidential election would use this evidence against Mr. Bush. Unfortunately, Democratic nominee Bill Clinton, also a Yale graduate, has skeletons in his closet, not the least being the MENA affair, in which Clinton, as governor of Arkansas, reportedly covered up Bush CIA misdeeds in Arkansas.
But you have to look back in your memory to that 1992 election where you watched George Bush swing around and literally give the presidency to Clinton. This was going to undo him, but he also counted on the MENA incidents and all of the trashing that Clinton was in for to also pull him down. And what was parole for? Basically to make sure that Clinton got elected so all of this would not come out against George Bush. Now, where does parole fit? That's your guess. We're not going to get into parole. The man is basically a good man. And he shouldn't have to be caught up in all of this. But it is corrupt. And there is still so much going to come out if they can't swing this New World Order in time to stop it. So go on, please.
In any event, we have copies and partial copies of documents originating with the state of Nebraska. Some documents came from Australia. They could be forged. We do not have notarized copies. That is why a federal special investigator is necessary. We believe them to be authentic. We hold no brief for Mr. Bush. We have a decade-long record of criticizing Bush and his links to the Yale Secret Society Skull and Bones with satanic features. However, we always criticize on the basis of accurate and verifiable evidence, and we have no intention of changing this policy. There follows documents linking President Bush to the satanic pedophilic ring. We then reproduce an assessment made 15 years ago on the satanic aspects of Skull and Bones. This last information is apparently not known to the Nebraska accusers, but it is circumstantial support for their charges. You be the judge. Heading: Nebraska documents linking Mr. Bush to Omaha child abuse. Document number one is a report to the Franklin Committee of the Nebraska State Legislature by committee investigator Jerry Lowe, dated May 8, 1989. It summarizes interviews with Ulysses Washington. We reprint page 9 of one Lowe report. This places Bush at a pedophilic party and leaving with a black male she identified as Brandt, plus bodyguards. Jerry Lowe subsequently resigned and was replaced by investigator Gary Caradore. Caradore was killed when his light plane exploded in midair. Document number two is a request for juvenile protection, written by Andrea L. Carpenter, a protective services worker for the state of Nebraska. This report, written some years before the Lowell report, also cites Bush at pedophilic parties. Document number three is the front page of Inside News, published in Australia, November 1991. This speaks for itself, but emphasizes the point of censorship within the United States. Australians know more about Omaha than do Americans. Satanic aspects of Skull and Bones. Part four of America Secret Establishment is entitled The Secret Cult of the Order. Liberty House Press from Billings, Montana. This section links Skull and Bones to Satanism through photographic and symbolic evidence. George Bush is, of course, a member of Skull and Bones and participated in satanic practices at least during the initiation ceremony. The photographic evidence, page 207, consists of Skull and Bones club photographs and members accompanied by crossed thigh bones and skull. We also know that assorted human remains are kept within the Bones Temple on the Yale campus. We comment at page 207, an obvious point is that these bones and skulls are former human beings. Instead of sacred treatment, they are exhibited and used for ceremonial purposes. Where the bones should be resting decently in a grave, they have become the center of a secret ceremony. In brief, the photographs reveal the men portrayed as grave robbers who reject human dignity and decency and use satanic devices. Hatton's comment is the facts are that the Bush Big Daddy actually grave robbed the grave of Chief Geronimo of the Native Americans and retains the skull to this day. This paragraph, written in the 1970s and published with evidence in the 1970s, shows at least a predisposition on the part of George Bush to be associated with satanic symbolism and ceremony. This makes the Omaha charges more credible. Hatton's comment: I ask that the accompanying documents be run in contact Even though the reprint quality of especially document number one is very poor, you can, by close magnification, see the reference to George Bush. We can only offer what we have been offered with which to work. I simply cannot urge you strongly enough to get backup material from the Franklin cover-up by John DeCamp. Since this topic is rearing its ugly head again at this time, I will not reveal more than is public reference, but would suggest that before the next edition of Contact, somebody research and locate our own prior writings so that we can offer what was previously presented.
And I don't mean to go rush out this afternoon. The next contact would be a week from. Just see what you can turn up.
Know, readers, that I have no interest in destroying such as George Bush. He is a manufacturer of you, and you, the people, have allowed this kind of leadership and decay in your government and in your world, not me. What you do is your business, but I assure you that until you do something to clean up your act, it is not going to get better. So be it. We are out of time to longer spend on this today. I have waited until today, however, to bring this topic back to public attention because of recent warnings received to not do so. I keep my agreements, Mr. Bush. It would appear that you do not. Thank you, readers, for your attention, and yes, indeed, we shall certainly offer you a bit more discussion about Mr. Palme. Perhaps it is time for you to wake up and at least put a stop to the local evil liars who work to badger your own institute in which you participate, contact, and personally, anyone who confronts their lies and evil actions. You are being heard in the legislature of Nevada. The Speaker of the House is now ordering an investigation through the Bar Association. Keep in touch and demand responses. And thanks to you who have tried to look out for your own corporations through this route of demanding attention to these assaults and the legal misfits involved. This is the only way you can change from the dastardly to some kind of demand for justice and protection. No one can simply walk into an agent's office and steal corporation books and claim the corporations, period. I don't care what might be the reasoning involved. There are lawful ways of handling everything, and especially corporations. Breaking the law is not acceptable. It becomes more and more evident that the local team is not being very careful about your own positions, for the enemy is among you, and I have warned, as I have warned, and they tell everything to the brigade that you even remotely share with them. Then, as you will have access when released from court, you will see that they have joined you talkers and sharers of information, even about your most private affairs, with the conspirators heading the cases in court. I have warned you, about your choices, and now we shall see how many of you are going to enjoy your private information and names being joined in their cases. Your names have been revealed, and you can now get ready for disclosure and use as a tool of those criminals. It will be called blackmail. I don't think you're going to like your names in lights as they try to use you to stay out of prison for their activities. They have managed to lump a few of you, innocent watchers and allowers, into even the embezzlement of the gold coins by George Green. I warned you that there was no honor among thieves, cheats, and liars. And by the way, the document file presented by Ann Beam is some 2 to 3 inches thick, with your affidavits, names, locations, and so on. Perhaps once a witch in a coven listing, always a lich? No, I do not call them witches. They call themselves witches. Check it out in Tucson and find out for yourselves. And no, they aren't going to be able to make it look like Patricia was the only responsible prattler and information runner. This is also unacceptable. Perhaps it is time for all of you who think this some kind of acute communal spiritualistic game to grow up and stop shooting yourselves in your feet. There are some people who risk losing to these hellhounds their resources, and they aren't going to take it any longer. But aren't we scared? B.S. The light from one godly being can snuff out their dark and dank candle rings forever. They cannot stand the light of truth, and maybe it is time some of you wisen up. and get in there and tell what you know, because they have indicted you by association. I can name a few who have been named: Jeff, Phyllis, Bud, Ed, Cleary, Claudia, by inference, Teresa, along with others who are named but only associated through inference in the immediate association purview. The neighbors Centani and Cornelison, along with Jason, Brent, Gooden, et al., are also named informers of information, which has no bearing on anything but will be used later. We are finding it interesting that so much of our sorting work is being done for us. We thank you, but find it important that if you do not wish to be included from perchance just allowance of nice friendly people within your spaces, that you take some kind of action to clean it up. If you privately shared investigative information from car brands to personality conflicts, you might wish to check it out as a second thought. If you also feel betrayed, join the crowd. Good morning.
Sorry about that. I don't come to share with you, to argue or debate the merits of opinion. I have to from time to time, and I try to be gracious. But I'm going to get specific right now. I want Zita to tell me whether she doesn't feel a little better.
I do feel a lot better.
You're damn right you do. Now you can argue with me until you swivel. I don't care what you eat. I care what Zita eats, because she's asked me. She has put up with every kind of traumatizing treatment that man can conjure up to make your life absolutely so miserable you pray to die. But when you are wasting away of muscle and skeletal system, you have to have building blocks. That means you must have protein. I don't care if you feel good eating lettuce and grapes. Eat it. But damn it, stay out of Zita's life. I'm not going to have her sit down and carve up a cow and eat it. But she needs 14 to 16 ounces of pure whole protein in the form of meat or eggs. And if you already have cancer, what the hell are you going to bitch to me about cholesterol? I love it, you know, these idiots that come and say, well, I'm just going to kill myself. And then I quit smoking because it's so bad for my health. What is this garbage? Zita's been through just about everything in alternative medicine. Does it mean that Zita's going to get well? I'm not going to dump a load on her like this and say, well, if she doesn't, it's her fault. She chose not to. That's not so. She is choosing to do the best she can. And I'm telling her that the best she can do right now is to get herself healing. That means if they will give you something, get rid of the pain so it is not a constant, awful focus, and then behave yourself. Know that the body is weak. So don't overtax it. But there becomes a quality of living. If you're stuck in that non-quality of life, what in the world are you talking about anyway? And if you deteriorate farther and farther and farther until you cannot participate, as with a Russell Herrmann, there comes a point where the body is so wasted that even if the mind survives, there is nothing the body can do to change a circumstance. So all we're asking for is reasonable input. And I have provided a reference, because, oh my, that nut has done it this time. And let's just cause trouble amongst every family member that we can possibly find who advocates vegetarianism. Stick with your vegetables. But for goodness sakes, if you live with somebody who is forcing this on you, say, I'm sorry, you go eat your vegetables. I'll go get a hamburger. I won't annoy you with it. But you really annoy me with your ideas, so I don't know. I'm just going to be big enough not to annoy you anymore. Do what you feel is the right thing to do. Because the next impact comes, well, I'm not going to put up with those awful people over there anymore. Well, you just back off from God and take your soul. And you fail to take a stand. And you let them win that round. And I'm telling you, you are gone. You are lost. Because God will not come dig you out of your mess. These are the choices to which I refer. And if you have spouses, and if there's anybody in this room that takes exception, I'll be glad to hear it publicly, but I'm not going to back off. If you have a spouse, male or female, that cannot abide and appreciate and respect you, you have no marriage. Does everybody understand me? Because marriage is based on respect and love and honor. And it doesn't require threats. So you better look at your relationship. That doesn't mean you just pack up your bags and move out. And you can negotiate understanding relationships. But if you're going to lay it off that, well, I love too much the children, just give me all of those excuses that you use. If you think two people crucifying each other over whether you eat tomatoes or meat is helping the child, you better think very carefully. You may have a very valid marriage certificate, but if you cannot have respect and revere one another, and I am not talking about sex, because that's usually the tool we use to get at the other. Sex is not love, and it rarely ever is used anymore to represent love. So I want everybody who comes within my space to understand explicitly where I stand. I'm not going to be up here telling you things you want to hear. I hope the things I tell you, you wanted to know. And I'm not going to come into your personal bedroom and sort these things out. I have to speak for over 6 billion people. I would like to be able to personally involve myself with each of my loved ones. But that reaches out to over 6 billion people. So if you take these things unto you as some sort of an indictment, then you are really sick. I'm not indicting anybody for anything. If shoes fit, and I presented shoes, then I guess you can wear them or not as it pleases you. But to tell everybody that that doesn't sound like God to me, good. Because you don't know what God is, I do. And it ain't the way you think. God wants truth. And he's made some commandments for standing on truth. And yes, you're going to experience that truth truly will win. But it sure is a hell of a long time in coming, isn't it? And it drains you, and it wears you away. And everybody rises up against you. You're over there with that cult. What cult? The only reference ever made to this group was when George Green was here and somebody called him as having a cult, followers of George Green. And then our own people who come and take and share and then go away and call you a cult. Because you belong to some damn coven of witches in Tucson. And that also is okay with me. Brainwash? Doris just sits up in front of all of you and has you hypnotized. And none of you can wake up. Go to court and hear it. It's not all right anymore. You know, the Eckers have had just about as much blasting as I'm going to tolerate. If just one of you has your name mentioned, you're offended. You don't even know the terrible things said publicly, published internationally about these two people. If they didn't hear their name, they wouldn't even look up. It is so far the opposite of what happens. Can you imagine how the Eckers felt one night watching Fox News and James Beard comes on and he starts talking about ETs giving investment advice and they give it through these embezzlers, Doris and Eddie Joe Ecker in Tehachapi, California? And the same day it appears in international Associated Press articles around your world. And it ran on the front page of the business section in Los Angeles, where EJ for over 12 years was a respected financial vice president of Transamerica. And Doris worked for 12 years at Children's Hospital of Los Angeles as an administrative assistant in a transplant program. You talk about pain. This is pain. And I'm going to tell something else that they won't like. But they have personally borrowed damn near $1 million from overseas so that not 1 cent of institute money would ever have to be paid on their law cases. But that means somebody has paid for the institute's law cases. And this is going to finally out. Now, it is time to make up minds. I don't care if you want just to allow, but damn it, allow somewhere else. Thank you. We cannot have people running in and out of these offices or these rooms. And I assume it can be worked out if anybody's been picking up products here. I guess there cannot even be that convenience. You'll have to wait until they can be shipped from Las Vegas. Everything is absolutely according to the law, regulations, and requirements. They cannot find one thing wrong. And believe me, they have tried. And now they come back threatening. Oh, we're going to get to the bottom of this. The bottom of what? But you see, each time you say, well, I own a corporation, but I don't, and I didn't issue, and all this stuff, you are hanging yourself. You have to handle your business professionally, or you're going to lose. And these people no longer have anything to do with any corporations, because that was beaten to death in a courtroom until they daresn't even help you. But by golly, they are going to stand on their own feet regarding their participation in anything. Let's take a break. Now I've got her all upset. But I want, before we take a break, she's barely hanging on. She's on the ragged edge of pneumonia, EJ. Make sure that titanium gets down her 3 times a day. She's chickened off to once. And I need her voice. I need her hands. So make sure that she sees to that, please. Otherwise, people, you can't imagine how well we're doing. And I wish that I could share it, because it is so exciting. But there are just some things better left undone. And we have some people here with us today. Once again, I introduce yourselves, share at the break. I will no longer leave you open by even naming your names. This is disgraceful. This is disgraceful. But I said in the very beginning of my contact that it would be this way, and that you would be given the strength and the ability to stand firm, stand forth, and we'll get this done. And we're going to do it. But we're not quite there. And to all of you who made my promise come true by doing your rain dance, I want to thank you. I told them if they would put the seed in the ground and do the things I asked, I would see to the rain. And I saw Marina out there doing her rain dance. And I just want to acknowledge that.